this morning, Philippians chapter number 3. Philippians chapter number 3. I want to thank the pastor for letting us come and opening up the pulpit and letting us be with you good people this morning. May I say on behalf of my wife and I, we thank you and appreciate the opportunity of being here, but we appreciate all you do for us. Amen. We appreciate you allowing us to be on your part of your missions program, and by the good grace of God, we pray that the Lord will allow us to do that what is pleasing unto him and righteous unto him, and we may see souls saved before it's eternally too late. Somebody say amen. May I tell you, the ministry is about seeing people come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm glad I'm saved this morning. You glad you're saved, say amen. If you're glad you're saved this morning, say amen. Oh, it's no better thing could happen to transpire in one's life on planet Earth to know without a shadow of a doubt that you've been saved by the good grace of God. And that being said, we want to follow the leadership of the Lord. We realize what time of the year it is, the season that it is. And we're thankful that Isaiah, as I said in Sunday school, prophesied 700 years before it happened about the conception of the Virgin with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're glad that happened. And I don't know about you today, but I'm glad that Calvary happened. Somebody say amen. Oh, you know what? Calvary's a special place. It was a place of torture, but may I say it was also a place of freedom. Amen. When the Lord Jesus Christ hung between the heavens and the earth, and he died for the sins of the world. May I say this morning, that was your sin, that was my sin, that was for all man's sin on planet Earth. And with that being said, you know what? Calvary is a place that we ought to look to, and we ought to remember the sacrifice that God the Father was willing to do and the willingness of the Son. But you know something? We ought to look today of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Let me you need to look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. Jesus Christ is coming. Or, you know, everybody in the country, they're looking at the signs. May I say this morning, here you're looking at a preacher. I'm not looking for a sign. I'm looking for a Savior. Amen. Amen. Oh, hey, my Savior owns the signs. Amen. Hey, we prepared. We ready to go out with a shout. I know the dead in Christ is going to rise. And I know that some of the Baptists think that's the graveyards. That's actually the Baptist church. Say amen. Praise God. Look here. I've been in some. Bless God. Look here. They're cold. God, they're cold and indifferent. Hey, look, you couldn't get a shout out of them. You couldn't get a laugh out of them. You couldn't get a raise your hand. I told a preacher one time, I'll tell you this, and we'll break the water line. I preached a meeting down in North Carolina, and he looked at me, and we had a fairly decent meeting. People got saved, and church, I felt like, got some help. And he come to me that night right before the Friday night service, and he said, "Preacher," he says, "Brother J.D., he says, what's your calendar look like?" He says, "Can we get you to come back next year?" I said, "Well, certainly if I can come back on my terms." I got one of them Baptist looks, about like the way y'all looking at me now. You know, I got one of them Baptist looks. You know, Baptist has a look that's, it's different from all in the world. They'll give you that. You know, now y'all think about that a minute. Amen. But what I'm telling you is, he says, "Well, brother," he says, "what do you have on your heart?" I said, "Well, I believe this is what we ought to do." I said, "I will come next year," and I said, "I'll see if I can get it as close as possible to the time that we're having it this year." I said, "I can't guarantee you anything, and I'm the world's worst for not carrying my book with me. It's out in the truck, amen. I just go with, you know, I'm a fly by night, amen. Bless God, I ain't out trying to book meetings. They just come, amen." And with that being said, I said, "Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get it as very close as we possibly can to this time next year if the Lord Jesus Christ tarries and doesn't come back. But I said, I want to do Sunday school." And he gave me that look, like y'all. And I said, "I want all the members to be present that's going to come to that meeting this week, that particular week." I kept getting that look from him. I said, "Look," I said, "it's something we must accomplish in Sunday school." I said, "I want to have an aerobics class." Now look, I can see y'all looking at me. And look, you might as well look at somebody else, honey, because I'm going to tell you something. You might as well enjoy the Lord. I'm going to have me a good time today. You're not going to mess me up. You can just shake it off. As the old serpent jumped out of the fire on Paul, and everybody was looking and seeing what was going to happen, old Paul just... I preach that, just shake it off. You don't want me to preach that this morning. Say amen.
So he says, what are you talking about, preacher? He said, a rubber stamp inside the sanctuary? I said, I don't care if we got it in the yard, but I said, we need to have aerobics class. I said, this is what I want to do. I want to go, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I said, I want to see if they can move. And I finally got a smile out of that Baptist preacher. Somebody say amen. This is what he told me. He said, brother, he says, when you get back, if you can get some of them to do that, we'll pay you extra. You know something? I got a good check that week. Say amen. Oh, Philippians chapter number 3. We'll read 2 verses for the sake of time. Will you stand for the reading of reference of God's word? It's one you stretch now. Don't let me see you stretching later. Oh, you say, well, preacher, why would you do that? Well, now, if you get to wiggling too much, and if I see you look at your watch too much, it's this thing goes around called preaching in the flesh. I'll just keep right on preaching. Now, I don't know about you. I haven't ate. Have y'all ate? How many here have not ate? Raise your hand. Oh, I got y'all. Say amen. Oh, listen, y'all. The Bible says rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. He says laughter's like what? A good medicine for the soul. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen. Philippians chapter number 3. I want to read verse 13. Bible reads and says, brethren, I count not myself to apprehend it. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things that are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to preach or teach on this topic, being shown of God, led by the sweet Holy Ghost, just enjoying the journey. Enjoying the journey. Let us pray. Father, we bow before you this morning, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. And Lord, this morning we ask you, Lord, would you be willing once again to open up the ears of heaven? And God, would you hear the cry of thy people? And Lord, today I pray, God, would you put a hedge around this structure, around the pulpit of God? And Lord, would you help the man of God to deliver the message? Lord, would you hide us behind the cross and under the blood of thy son, Jesus Christ? And Lord, I pray this morning, God, that your sheep of the path, your pasture will be fed. Lord, you'd use us as your deliverer of the mail. And God, may we glorify and edify Jesus Christ. Be one here today, it's lost and undone. Lord, I pray today, Lord, you would show them that you truly the way, the truth, and the life, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. When you get to the book of Philippians, we must understand the emphasis of what God is trying to reveal when he placed this book into the Word of God. The church at Ephesus, the church at Philippi, look here, it was established on Paul's second mission trip. Okay, listen to me. Hey, it not only was it established by Paul, but it was the first church established there on the European continent. We must grasp the importance and what God is trying to tell us from the Word of God when we study the Word of God, so we can grasp what he is trying to reveal to us. And when we study and we see that how God used the great apostle Paul, we must understand that Paul was a man one time that was lost and undone. I'm glad I can look back and remember when I was lost and undone. I don't know about you this morning, but you know something, if you forgot over for what you was, you'll never appreciate what you are. Somebody say amen. Oh, you must be able to look back and, hey, remember that time and know without a shadow of a doubt that, hey, the Lord God of heaven reached down and he knew your condition. He knew the status of mind that you was in, and he was willing to submit his spirit, command his spirit to come by you and send a conviction over you, just like he did the great apostle Paul. Look here, that he could reveal to you that you needed something besides what you had. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. I'm glad on July the 23rd, the same Holy Ghost that came by Paul, came by J.D. Walker. Hey, saved my soul from hell, wrote my name down in glory. I'm hammered down, heaven bound, going to the house of glory, and I've got something to shout about. I got something to praise God about. And let me tell you something, I got something, look here, that this world don't understand. You want to know why? Because I said in Sunday school, I'm not up this world. I'm a pilgrim in a strange country. Hey, going to the house of glory. And just like the great apostle Paul, hey, was lost and undone on his road to Damascus one day, and the Holy God up in the heaven, hey, spoke unto him and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou Saul? And he, a lost man, bowed before himself on the ground and said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Can I tell you something? I remember that day I bowed. I remember that day that I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart. And you know what? I have that desire. I have that willingness. I have that want inside of me now, is I just want to do something for God. And when you read the Word of God, you can find out how God works. Hey, He used a lost man that He saved on the road to Damascus to write 13 books as proof. And I believe He wrote 14 books, preacher. Hey, in the New Testament. Hey, all because he was willing to do what God in heaven wanted him to do. And ever since that day, Paul just enjoyed his journey doing what he could do for Christ. And the reason he was willing and able to do so much, he just sold out to God. And can I tell you something? God's looking for some Pauls. God's looking for some people today who would just enjoy your journey, enjoy what you've got, enjoy who you are. Hey, be who you are. Hey, be where, hey, live where you're at, and understand that you are what you are by the grace of God. Greater is He that is in you and He that's in the world. Just be happy and enjoy yourself where you're at. Can I tell you something? The whole world's wanting more and more and more and more. We're never content. Somebody say amen. More we get, the more we want. Can I get a witness? That just means amen in a black church. Say amen. Oh, listen to me. Way of the day. Hey, look here, we got to enjoy what we got. Hey, we're not going to get God's grace and His extensions of the blessings of heaven until you already realize what He's done. Number one, He saved our soul from hell. Somebody say amen. Oh, He wrote our name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hey, look here, I know without a shadow of a doubt I'm going to heaven. Bible says these things that I write unto you to believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. I ain't got no hope so, maybe so, I don't know. I know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm going to the house of glory, absent from the bodies, present with the Lord. Honey, we're going to have us a Holy Ghost, hallelujah time, when we get to heaven. Listen to me this morning. Oh, it ain't going to be like your ordinary Baptist churches, honey. Hey, when they get to heaven, hey, we're going to be praising the Lord Jesus Christ. You might as well go ahead and get hooked up and try it out. It's fun. Say amen. It's fun. Oh, Paul here, he done what he did, accomplished what he accomplished, because he enjoyed doing what he done for God. I want to ask you something this morning. Are you happy? Come on now, talk to me a little bit. Are you happy? Are you just content where you're at? You're just content doing what you're doing. You're content where you're living. Let me ask you, are you really enjoying every day of your life? Do you get up in the morning with the excitement of just seeing what God's going to do that day? Do you live every moment, every minute, every hour of the day just wondering what's going to happen this morning, hey, this afternoon, or this evening? Are you really looking for the power and the authority of the Almighty, awesome God? Can I help you with a seed of thought this morning? He still can. You listen to me. He still can. If he did it for Paul, he's not a respecter of persons. He'll do it for you and he'll do it for me. Just got to enjoy what you got. I'll never understand people that saved that doesn't enjoy being who they are. If you can't enjoy your life you're living now, you think about where you was at before you ever got saved by the grace of God. Now, I don't know about you. When I think about things I've done, I sort of get excited. Because you know something, God ought to let me die and go to hell. Somebody say amen. Oh, but he had his grace and his love and his caring. He knew there was still one nut. Somebody say amen. Brother Donnie, he knew there was still one nut on planet Earth. Would run up and down the streets and the highways and the hedges and let everybody know, and it's fun serving Jesus. Amen. Oh, everybody thinks that you're supposed to walk in and you're supposed to do this and you're supposed to talk this way and you carry yourself. Well, honey, right here's the book. Just open up and show me. Don't tell me. Show me. And that most time puts a stop to all the Baptists. Because, see, we'll argue as long as it's biblical. What you think, it really doesn't matter if it don't line up with this. Somebody say amen. Right. You've got to line up with this book, honey. And if you're a child of God, you'll love this thing. This thing will make you act like me. Somebody say amen. This thing is real. You've never read a love story. You never read a novel. You never read nothing scientific. You never read nothing like this book. This thing is alive. Start reading it. If Holy Ghost bumps will start down at my feet, shoot up my back, up my enjoying my journey. I'm enjoying my time on planet Earth. And Paul is writing here, and he's trying to encourage their church at Philippi. Can I tell you something? We're living in a time, Brother Donnie. And look here, we need to try to encourage God's people. We need to encourage God's people. Hey, look here, we carry the loads of this world and the things in the world. Can I tell you something? This world will load us down. Hey, it'll worry us to death. Hey, it'll get our back so heavy. It'll get our mind so occupied. You know what? We'll do everything that we think we're supposed to do, and we'll leave God out of everything. Somebody say amen. Hey, we'll forget to pray. We'll forget to have devotions. We'll forget to read. Why? Because we get loaded down. And you know what? We get loaded down so quickly that we ought to be able to come to the house of God. We ought to be able to come together. Why? Why is that togetherness? The Bible said, not forsake thyself, but assembly thyself. And much more as you see the day approaching. Can I help you with a seed of thought? Hey, God says, where one or two are gathered in my midst, I'll be in the presence. Somebody say amen. Hey, and one day a week we can come and we can get in God's house and we can get in unity. We can get in one accord. And we can just let our burdens go. And we can get hooked up with the portals of heaven. And God's Spirit can flow through in my soul just a little bit. And look at it. We can get energized. Because we got another working Friday. We got another working weekend in front of us. Hey, if God don't come back, we're going to step out of here today. We're going to step back into a world that's lost and undone. And don't know your God. And don't know my God. And I'll tell you something. Hey, we're going to be loaded down. We're going to have the burdens of the world. We're going to be troubled. We're going to have trials and tribulations. We're going to step out into a place. Why is that so? Because we're not part of that place.
Amen.
We need to come together to be encouraged from the Word of God. Yeah. If you get something from God, let God whisper to you and say, I still love you. You're still on my mind. You're still my child. I can help you. But can I tell you something? Hey, look here, we've got to enjoy the journey on planet Earth. And can I tell you something? When you read the life of God, God, Jesus Christ himself, he was always running into obstacles. Somebody say amen. It carried him all the way to the cross that God got from the place of the skull. Calvary in the New Testament Bible. Look here. So that's telling me that everything's not going to go J.D.'s way. Can I help you this morning? Everything's not going to go your way. But I can promise you one thing. It will go his way. Somebody say that. Let's look at the Word of God. Paul writing, trying to encourage the church. Something special about this scripture right here. May I tell you, when you get to Philippians chapter number 3, hey, look here, and you get to verse 13, may I help you with a seed of thought? Let me give you something to chomp on just a little bit. Do you know that God loved Paul so much that he allowed him to put his personal testimony? Listen right here. This is what he says. This is what he says. He says, brethren, I count not myself to what? Apprehend. What does that apprehending mean? That apprehends means that Paul said, look here, he says, I don't know it all. He says, I'm not who you think I am. He says, I was this old lost sinner, hey, undone, on my way to hell. And he says, the God, Lord God of heaven, reached down and saved my soul one day. He says, brethren, I count not myself to apprehended. Hey, God in heaven allowed him to pencil into the Word of God, hey, things that was personal and close to him. And may I tell you something? God in heaven is allowing you, and he's allowing myself, hey, to pencil down things in this world. Look here, that's personal and close to us. Do you know, without a shadow of a doubt, as we carry ourselves through this world and we walk through this world, do you know something? Your children are watching you. Hey, your grandchildren are watching you. Hey, your kinfolk are watching you. Hey, the neighbors are watching you. Can I help you, Faith Baptist Church? The other churches are watching you. Are you with me this morning? Say amen. Oh, can I tell you something? If a God in heaven stood before us this morning and he looked at you and he looked at I wonder if it'd be anything good about us, Brother Donnie. I wonder if it'd be anything in our life that we've done. I wonder if we accomplished anything. Our heart's been sincere and it'd been real. Hey, look here, that we got to the place and God said, you know what? I said, I love him so much. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let him know that how much I appreciate him. Hey, here in the Word of God, hey, we find penciled into the book of Philippians where God in heaven allowed Paul to write down some of the things that were personal to him. Amen. And can I tell you, there's a God in heaven who loves you and he died for you. And look here, he cares so much about you. He's allowing you to pencil in to a world that's lost and undone and on their way to hell. Hey, things that God has done for you. It's important that you and I, hey, what we pencil in on planet Earth, hey, look here, that it goes back and it represents what God's done in our life, how good he's been to us. Hey, what? Hey, where he brought us out of? Hey, set us free. Can I help you with a seed of thought this morning, church? Hey, look here. I
You don't have to be a missionary. You don't have to be an evangelist. You don't have to be a preacher. Hey, all you got to do is be a Christian and love God and care for God and enjoy your life and what God's done for you. And he can use you to do great and mighty things for him. Somebody say amen. Wow, we need to be encouraged. We need some help from God. I don't know about you. Every day of my life, I need God. I need him to remember me. I need to feel his touch. I need to feel his holiness in my heart, my life. Let me help you with a seed of thought. I just want to be like some of the men and women in this Bible that God loved so much and he touched their life and changed their direction. I just want to enjoy where God's got me. Somebody say amen. Don't need nothing extra. Just going to take what I got, what he's already given me. Get on my knees and cry and say, oh, I sure do appreciate you. Because me, much like Paul, I haven't apprehended just yet. Paul said, it is not me. He said, it's a God in me. He said, apprehended means to grab hold of, brother. It means to apprehend, means to get. Amen. He says, anything I got belongs to him. Can I help you with a seed of talk? If you're a child of God this morning, look here, this old materialism things that we got in this earth, ain't going to mean a thing. Honey, when you and I die and they put us in a box, whoop, somebody say amen. And honey, hey, look here. Bible says it's appointed to man. Every man, hey, it's appointed to man wants to die and after this is judgment. Honey, it's everything we got in common this morning. Every one of us is going to die. This flesh is going to die. I told my wife, and I know I'm chasing a rabbit, Lord. I told my wife, I said, when I die, get used to that word. Get used to that word. You got to die from here to get there. Woo! Zap me now. Just zap me now. Somebody say amen. That's what I'm living for, to get to heaven. Somebody say amen. It's not my home. Oh, I'm on a journey and I'm going to enjoy it. I told my wife, I said, honey, I said, when I die, I said, honey, look. I said, listen to me. I said, listen to me. I said, don't you open that box. That bunch of lying Baptists. Funeral home, they'll tell more lies than the funeral home you ever seen in your life. Y'all listen to me? Y'all look at me like I ain't telling y'all the truth. All right, let me help you. We'll all get in line. And we'll stand there and we'll talk about everything from the sun to the moon. And when we get up there in the family, we'll say, oh, how sorry. Oh, that meant so much to us. And all this and all that. You never said nothing about the bad things. Somebody say amen. Somebody died. Somebody said, don't they look good? And I said, I'll tell you what you do now at that funeral. I said, you get one of my tapes. You get one of my tapes. And I said, this guy, while they're standing there in line, I said, all that bunch of hideous. I said, that religious crowd. I said, when they come through and put on that little show and dress up real neat, clean, nice, they dress up, come to the funeral. Somebody said, man, they'll put on their best, come to the funeral, see something like this. Never seen them beat my life. Amen. On your very best, go to the funeral.
Where I didn't have nothing to play with but around
this world. And just like God allowed the great apostle Paul, hey, to have a little recognition, hey, to have a little, hey, so we know who was doing what in the Bible. Hey, God is trying to encourage us to do whatever we can for God. All of us can't do the same thing, but all of us can do a little for God. Can I help you with the seed of thought? Let me challenge you just this week. Let's think about something. It's Christmas. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. Now, everybody comes to church twice a year. Easter and Christmas. Say amen. Yeah. Now, this is what I'm going to challenge you to do. Do you know? Let me help you count. Okay. Let me help you count. She told me this morning she could not count. All right. This is one. And this is two. And I'm not a visitor. I'm a member. Amen. Are you ready to say amen? Any church that supports me, I'm a member of that church. Now, how y'all like me to be a member? Ain't having nothing part of this church like that. Woo! Hallelujah! Say amen. I ain't having no nothing this church like that. I know. How you gonna make it in heaven, honey? Can't you see them folks in heaven? Unto God. Unto God. Now, I wonder what they're doing right now. They have a little ball. Well, I mean, you know yourself. You know what they're doing, Holland? Preach, JD! Preach, JD! Preach, JD! That's what old Babe Jackson, Uncle Big Green, Roger Williams, that's what some of the old boys are doing in Abraham Hall. Preach, JD! Preach! Can I tell you, Michael, there's not too many preachers anymore, Brother Donald.
Right.
Not too many preachers anymore. A whole lot of people who give a lecture, they're called politicians. A whole lot of people went to a seminar and know how to punctuate the words correctly. They just call speakers. Very few Holy Ghost preachers anymore, like it used to be. Mm-hmm. And can I tell you something this morning? Look at this one. All right, I'm not going to be here next week. We somewhere else. But 1, 2, 3, 4. Y'all going to be here next week? 6, 7, 8. That's about 9 people, right? Guess what? If you all ain't got one this week, I didn't say go get 10. I didn't say go invite your whole family. I didn't say go invite Daniel. Somebody say amen. Well, I think I'm in Ringo. Mommy Ringo. Sound like Ringo played for the Beatles. Somebody say amen. You know, amen under cop, under cop. Y'all with me? Say amen. Under cop. Yeah. Cool, that will have a good time. That's because you can't get encouraged because you won't buy it. Amen. Let me help you with a seed of thought. Let me help you say, if you just go get one. One. Can bring them next week. This church can double next week. You listening to me? Now let me ask you, who do you love the most? I want to have you to be encouraging. Who do you love the very most? Who will do you a favor? What do you mean a favor? Hey, you know, somebody, can't you get a friend? Can't you get a loved one? Can't you get somebody who care about to just do you a little favor? You say, what kind of favor is it? Well, you know, we had this foul-mouthed preacher down here at the church, and I'm telling you, he's something. I've never seen nothing like him. He's another. Hey, they say he's a preacher. I'm not sure what he is, but under God, this is what he does. He actually, he challenged me to do something, and bless God, he challenged me, and I'm going to let that redneck know I can do it.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. He's seen God doing something. He said, now, Teddy, he says, now, look, son. He says, your class is growing. You remember, he took us out there. He said, now, your class is growing faster than any class out there. He said, how about they need to help? I said, well, I said, long as you can act like me. That pretty much put him out. So I said, but you know what we started doing? Hey, God had allowed me to start going out and speaking something. Somebody say amen. So the preacher started working with me. And he would help us. But you know what we challenged that class to do? Just go get one. Go get one. Go get one. Go get one. And guess what? That man kept on growing. He kept on growing. All of them, your brain's not going to stay. But you know what? If one stayed, it would be worth it all. Somebody say amen. Wouldn't it be something that the one you love, one you cared about? Hey, look here. That you called and said, look, I want you to do me a favor. Hey, this old big mouth preacher was down there. He's not going to make me look bad. He's not going to embarrass me. I'm going to show him I can do something. Hey, I want to be encouraged from God. I want to be something for God. Hey, look here. I just need to get one to go to church Sunday. Just Sunday. If you'll just come Sunday at 11 o'clock. If you'll just come with me one time. You know what? You'd be surprised what you could do. If you could get that enjoyment of God. Encouraged in your journey while you're here just to reach one. Now let me ask you a question for you. Don't you have one you love? Don't you have one that's not in church? Don't you have one that you really want to bring to church with you? You know what? That's your challenge this week. That's your challenge this week. You say, well, preacher, what happens? What happens? What happens if I can't get nobody? Let me tell you what God says. Look here, if you'll just go try. Somebody say amen. Paul just went and tried. He just went and done what God called him to do. And this is what he told the church. This is what he told the church at Philippi. He said, don't look at me. That's what Paul said, Brother Don. He said, I haven't apprehended. He said, if you get your eyes off on me, you won't keep your eyes on him. He said, the reason you have a little conflict, the reason you got a little problems there in Philippi now, he says, you're getting your eyes off the one who really matters. Can I tell you where the problem in the world and the United States of America and Ringo, Virginia, can I tell you where the problem is? People get their eyes on people. Somebody say amen. Hey, they get them off the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul is using his own personal testimony. He said, look, he said, brother, I count not myself apprehended. He said, look here. He says, I like you apprehended. And it means to hold on. And he said, if you're going to hold on to anything, don't hold on to me, because I'm not there, but hold on to him. If it's anything I can help you with this morning, if you want to enjoy your journey, if you want to enjoy your time on planet Earth, what you need to do is you need to release the things of this world. You need to reach up to heaven. You need to get a hold of the Holy Ghost of God and not turn him loose. Just hang on to him. Just hang on to God. He said, brethren, I count not myself apprehended. He said, but this one thing. Somebody say amen in the house of God. He said one thing. He didn't say a multitude of things. Can I tell you what things will do? Things will burden you down. Come on here, y'all talk to me. You get too many things to do, and it'll take three to get the song started. Say amen, preacher.
That's right.
It'll take one to look at and be the preacher. It'd take one to lead to sing it. Come on, y'all with the same way. It didn't take one to say, reject, reject, reject. Are y'all with me this morning? Same way.
Amen.
On an album taste of, that's one of them things I talked a little bit about in Sunday school. Where God just holding your hand.
Amen.
Are you with me? Same way. Oh, listen to me, listen. Hey, Paul said this one thing. Preacher, he said one thing. One thing I do. Let me tell you something. We get so convulsed. We get out of life so jammed up. We're trying to do everything. Somebody say amen. Let me tell you something. You get so much on your plate. You'll get troubled down so much that you can't enjoy your journey with God. You can't let too much come between you and your worship to God. Somebody say amen. Honey, you got to give it his time. You got to have your alone time. You got to have your devotion. You got to have your prayer time. Honey, if you miss any of that, your day's going to be messed up. dead. And Lord, you said I could have it because you said you asked not, because you have not, because you asked not. Now I'm claiming your word, and in Jesus' name, amen. That ain't gonna get you nothing. That's not gonna get you nothing. You can go through all your vocabulary, you can go all through your intelligence, you can go through all you want to do, but you got to be who you are before you ever go and enjoy your journey with God. Somebody say amen. You and I are not alike. Not many of you saying amen. Listen to me, God created us all different. And he wants us to be that special one that he wants saved us to be. Somebody say amen. And you've got to be who you got are. But you know something? Your relationship with him is going to relate how you enjoy your journey down here. You with me? Paul said, look, he said, listen, he said, brother, I count not myself to hand it, but he said, it's one thing I do. You know what the one thing you and I ought to do? We ought not cluster our life and confuse our life up with a bunch of things to do. Our one thing in our life ought to be, if we're going to enjoy our journey down here, is to worship him. Somebody say amen. That long time, that still time, that relationship time. Oh, let me tell you something. Honey, I get to going down the road sometimes, and I'll do pretty good while I'm up in the mountains. But you know them roads lead out of that mountain. And the first place they run to, they run to places like this. It's got vehicles everywhere. Hey, it's congested. It's got stoplights. It's got everything. Amen. And I'll tell you what, I'll be talking to the Lord, Brother Donnie, and I'll pull up to that stoplight. And look here, sometimes I'll just be shouting down. Oh, man, I'll be having the time of my life. I'll be giggling. I'll be laughing. I'll be raising my hands and waving to the glory. And them people next to me is looking like this. They got that thing in their hand. You ready to dial 911. This guy ain't. I don't care what that is, somebody say amen. Don't make me no difference. You know what? Sometimes, you know what? It's different. Hey, I get to pray and do it, and the Holy Ghost of God moves in your spirit. And brother, all I do is cry. All I do is cry. Hey, look here, I'll cry, and I'll cry, and I'll cry. And you didn't think you could get to cry no more. This guy just go down the road crying. Not even, hey, look here, all I know, I'm just crying. Somebody say amen. Oh, it's just Jesus, the Holy Ghost in me. Somebody say amen. I'm just a crier like a little baby. I'll pull up that stoplight and look over at me like I'm sick or something. Amen. You know what? I even don't care what the world thinks. Amen. Hey, look here. I'm here to be a witness. And I'm going to enjoy my journey. And I'm going to enjoy my time. Why? Because I know without a shadow of doubt, it's nothing about me. I haven't apprehended, brother. It's nothing about J.D. Walker. J.D. Walker leads you astray. You need to hook up and hang on to the one that won't let you down. Hey, won't forsake you. I'll never leave you. Hey, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, the one, hey, the creator of all creation, the great I am, the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. Somebody say amen in the house of God. Listen to me this morning. And you need to do one thing, and that one thing is to have a relationship with him. As long as you get your relationship, like old Paul had his relationship, you can conquer Rome and anywhere else you want to conquer.
Amen.
Listen, he said, brother, and he said, I can't mind myself to apprehend, but he said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind me. Now let me tell you something. The devil is a master of telling us what we've done wrong. Somebody say amen. Are you with me? Say amen. Now I know I'm not the only one guilty of doing wrong. I know she has. And you know what? If you told the truth, you are too. Somebody say amen. It's some things in our life here that the devil just won't leave us alone about. It. Come on, y'all talk to me a little bit. I'm going to shut this thing down. I'm going to get you some chicken. Amen. This guy, if you don't eat chicken, you ain't a Baptist. Probably not going to heaven either. You say, well, I don't know about that. This is what I believe. Do you believe there's a tree there in heaven that has 12 fruits on it? You better. It's in your Bible. Under God, I believe when them fruits taste like chicken. Say amen. You say, why is that? Because bless God, I'm a goat and I like chicken. Are you with me? Say amen. He said, forgetting those things that are behind me. Can I tell you something? Forgetting things that you've done that y'all not done in your life is hard. Get over here. You say, well, it's under the blood. Hey, it may be under the blood, and I don't mind under the blood. You know what? The devil's a master of going back and picking up things, brother. Now, picking them up and showing them up and waking up at night, reminding you what you're doing. When you go by a place and, hey, you know you've done something that y'all have not done. Oh, devil, so you remember that? Right. You remember that? And you know what? In this flesh, can I tell you, God himself made the devil the power and the principalities of this air. Hey, he's only here for a season. He's going to die. He's going to bow. He's going to be cast into the lake of fire. But he masters the power and the air of this place. God gave him that money. And you know what? When you're a child of God, you're saved. Woo! Hey. Somebody say, I'm saved. So he can't get my soul. So what he does, he tries to torment your enjoyment of being a Christian. Right. He tries to take the enjoyment. Enjoying your journey, he tries to take it away from you. And he does it by going back and bringing up things that happened in your life and reminding you of what you used to be. Reminding you of me. Paul said, look, and he said, brother, I count not myself right back with him. He said, but this one thing I do. He said, I'm going to forget the things behind me. That's what he said. Can I tell you something, church? You got to forget all the things behind me. Yesterday's dead and gone. Son of the blood of Jesus Christ. He says, if you sin, I'm faithful just to give you a sin to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Ask from everything from A to Z. Amen. It's nothing in between. God is God. God is faithful. God is true. Listen to me this morning. God is real. He's the only one you and I know that will not let us down. Somebody say,
amen.
You listen to me. Hallelujah. And we ought to be enjoying our journey. Hey, we just got to let the things behind us go. He says, hey, continue those things behind me and reaching forward to the things before. You know what I want to do? I just want to enjoy my journey. I'm excited about what's happening in the whole store for a time. I can't wait. I couldn't wait to get here this morning. Amen. Hey, I've already talked to a multitude of preachers this morning. Hey, look here, my life surrounds the church. It surrounds men of God. Hey, that's all I do 9 days. Talk to men of God. Hey, talk to people in need. Talk to people who need help. Hey, getting in touch with the Philippines. That's my life. That's my goals. That's my ambitions. Hey, you say it comes without any trouble. Oh, no, it comes from trouble. But can I tell you something that's greater than troubles? Jesus. Amen. Ain't nothing he can handle. Ain't nothing he can't control. Can I tell you what I started praying now? When they emailed me and told me about that hurricane. Oh, they told me about it December the 5th, brother. That's what they said. I said, Brother J.D., they call you doctor over there. That's just what they are. He said, Dr. J.D., he said, this is what I want you to do. He said, I want you to pray. He said, got that super typhoon coming this way. He said, go hit the same place that it hit in 2013. Got winds of 150 miles an hour. He said, Jamie, please pray. Please pray. I said, we'll pray. We'll pray. Just keep informed. You know what I started praying? I said, Lord, I said, God, you created that storm. I said, now look, I'm not asking you to stop that storm. All I'm doing you, God, is asking you to control that storm. I know you made it. I know you can control it. And when they emailed me the first time, it was a category 4. Can I tell you what it was last night when it touched down? Now, we have some casualties. Amen. Nothing like 2013. But you know what they said it was? It said it was a small 3 or extra strength 2. God had helped them rest his arms down and clenched that little storm and put some brakes on that thing, turning a little bit. And he's just going to carry on across it. He's going to send a shower where it was going to be a disaster. Oh, can I tell you why? Because they're reaching out to the things of the poor. Hey, not looking back at 2013. Hey, they're interested in what's happening in 2014. And can I tell you something, child of God? Hey, you and I need to let go and let loose of the things that has been and reach toward for the things that's going to be. We need to hold on to Jesus Christ and shout to the top of our lungs, and we want to enjoy wherever God has placed us. We just need to shout. I just want you to know I want to enjoy my time. I want to enjoy my relationship. spoke to you and you raised your hand this morning. You want to come together around this old altar and say, God, I need your help. God, I want to enjoy my journey. God, I just want your touch from heaven this morning. God, you know what we've been going through. You know what I've been going through. God, I need some help this morning. You just step out and come on, gather around this altar. People coming. You just step out. Just come on, gather around us. Let's close this meeting down this morning. Everybody be gathering around this old prayer altar up here. Let's just gather around. Say, God, I want you to help me. God, I need you to touch me. I need you to help me this morning. Oh, he can do it, church. Old J.D., he can't do anything for you, but there's a God in heaven can do for you. So I tell you what, whatever's on your heart, whatever's on your mind, I want you to just bow. I want you to have a relationship. I want you to talk to God. I want you to reveal everything you need to reveal. I want you to reveal it to God right now. You just talk to him. I promise you one thing. He's faithful. He will not let you down. If you really mean and you really trust him, can I help you with a seed of thought? He will give you the desires of your heart. Father, in the loving name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, we bow before you this morning. Lord, I know this morning I spit and stumbled, and Lord, I know this morning I messed up as old men of God, but Lord, I'm glad it's not me that they have to follow, but it's you. And God, today I pray, asking you, dear God, as everyone in this church has come and they bowed, and Lord, they're praying to you, and God, their prayers are between you and thee, and Lord, I pray it'll be a sweet-smelling Savior to you, and Lord, you'll have mercy on them, and God, you'll help them, and God, Lord, I told them, God, if they would come, that, Lord, you was faithful and you was true, and God, you would answer their prayers. And God, I pray today, Lord, they'll get your sins under the blood, and God, you'll have a willingness and the forgiveness, and Lord, you'll help them, God, that, Lord, get over the troubles and the trials of their life, and Lord, the burdens that they may be under in their life at this time. But God, I pray today, asking you, Lord, God, would you help them to the extent that, Lord, they could get excited about being saved and knowing they're washed in the blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray today, God, would you just help them to give them that excitement, that enjoyment as they travel down here. Lord, I pray, Lord, you'd touch their heart. Lord, you'd challenge them, Lord, this week to go and, Lord, challenge them to get someone to come with them to church next week, that, Lord, this church here, Lord, can grow. I pray for Brother Donnie. I pray for his dear wife and, Lord, the congregation of Faith Baptist Church. I pray, God, thanking you for the faithfulness, their goodness, and, Lord, I know without a shadow of a doubt that this man of God loves you and he cares for you, and, Lord, I pray you give him souls for his labor. I pray you touch his dear wife as she labors as a helpmate with him. Lord, I pray you give them young people. I pray you give them any people, Lord, that would come and be with them and help them. And, oh, God, that this place could flourish like it used to, as I've heard, Lord, that we could fill it up. Oh, God, that the Sunday school classes downstairs would be put in use. And, God, I pray today, Lord, you just pour your blessings out. Lord, help them. And, Lord, just let us enjoy the journey. For we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Brother Donnie, you come.